USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's lawyer says he doubts there will be any bombshells in former special counsel Robert Mueller's House testimony to be given next month. Lawyer Jay Sekulow noting that the leader of the Russia probe previously said his final report was his testimony. Mueller has agreed, though, to comply with subpoenas from the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees and will testify in open sessions on the 17th of July. President Trump praising his next press secretary, talking with reporters yesterday, noting that Stephanie Grisham has been with his team from the start.
Over the last couple of years, she's worked for the First Lady, done a fantastic job. The First Lady loves her. I think she's been, just incredible. She's very talented.
Grisham is set to replace outgoing press chief Sarah Sanders, who announced she was stepping down from the post recently. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Iran is reportedly ready to speed up its uranium enrichment plan. A spokesman for its atomic energy organization saying the deadline it gave to European countries to prevent Iran from enriching uranium ends tomorrow. Meanwhile, a war of words between Iran and the U.S. continues.
Insults fly as Iran says the White House is afflicted with mental retardation. The remark after President Trump imposes new sanctions on the leadership of the Islamic Republic and warns of severe consequences if Iran enriches uranium.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. President Trump says he is concerned about conditions at migrant detainee facilities. He spoke with reporters yesterday and said those facilities are still in better shape, though, than they were during the Obama administration. Democratic presidential hopefuls holding their first debate in Miami tonight. 10 of them will be on the stage, another 10 tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden picking up some new endorsements. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Joe Biden's presidential campaign announcing the new round of endorsements, including from four South Carolina state lawmakers, including two African Americans. Biden also winning endorsements from a half dozen Democratic figures from eastern Iowa, and his campaign's listing new support from five state lawmakers and union officials in the state of Utah, and 11 current and former Democratic officials in Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a new play about the Mueller report.
The report, compiled by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office, is being translated into a 10-act play that takes 18 actors to perform. That includes Annette Bening, Kevin Klein, John Lithgow, Justin Long, and Alyssa Milano. The performance was live-streamed by LawWorks, an organization dedicated to defending the nonpartisan role of the Department of Justice. The play is being billed on the LawWorks website as a historic live play that's ripped from the pages of the Mueller report. Other actors include Jason Alexander, Kira Sedgwick, Sigourney Weaver, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Mark Hamill. Viewers can watch the play called The Investigation, A Search for the Truth in 10 Acts on the LawWorks website. The stream is free, although the organization is encouraging those interested to donate. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.